finish the tosis today if we could. Not an easy tosis, just to cheshbon it all out. What is the main thrust of tosis kasha? So the Gemara assumes that Tana Bechizkiah is accepted by everybody. Right? That was Rava's question. How could you argue that Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish have a machokis both by Chayvei Mises Shogin and Chayvei Malkus Shogigin? But after all, Tana Bechizkiah teaches us that Chayvei Mises Shogin apater, based on the Hekesh. Tosis brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Tan Vechizkiah is against Rebbe and against Rabbanan. You see that there's a machlokes on Tan Vechizkiah. What is the Gemara discussing there? Rebbe and Rabbanan have a machlokes in a case of Niskavin, Laragezeh, Baragezeh, if you're Chayv Miso or not. And how do you read the psukim that talk about Kidnatsu Anashin? And then it says in the Satan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So the Gemara explains that according to Rav Shimon and according to Rebbe, that since the Skam Garzeh Vagazeh is going to be Pater, so the din of the Pasuk that says Nefetachas Nefesh has to mean Mamon. And according to the Rabbanan, it means literally Nefesh Mamish. And the Gemara quotes down to Vechizkiah, and that according to Vechizkiah, neither one is true. Because he says, Lo Chilakta. Bein miskaven she'ena miskaven. And the Gemara explains that. What does it mean, bein miskaven she'ena miskaven? It means that it was miskaven lezev, haragazet. So it's against Rebbe and against the Rabbanan. So what did Tosa say? That there's different parts of Tan Vechizkiah. Tan Vechizkiah has the Hekish, and he has three different sections. Just like by Makad Behem Alochi Lakta, bein shogig b'mezid, bein miskaven she'ena miskaven, bein derach yibid derach aliyah. And in all those cases, the din is that you pay nezek for maki behema. So too, by maki adam, lo chilakta, that you're always going to be putter from mamon, even if it's shogeg. Bein b'shogeg bein mezid, no difference. Bein miskam she'en miskavein, bein derachivita u'derach aliyah. Says Tosis, it's not just different cases; it's the different issues that are at stake in each of these three sections under Vechizkiah. So when we say ben shogig b'mezid, what are we discussing? We're discussing mamon acher, another chiv mamon that was incurred b'shas nice that the person did the act that could be mechayev misa in theory. Mamon acher would be in the case of the Torah b'dmei bladus. What else would be mamon acher? Tosa says in Sanhedrin. What karashirayin? In other words, like cases later on, daflamed aleph. That there was incidental mamon that you also became chayv at that time. That's the chiddush of shogeg being pater just like bezid. Then you get to, and on that issue, there's no machlokes. When the Gemara says that Tan Vechizkiah is against Rebbe and against the Rabbanan, that's not going to mean entirely. This part of Tan Vechizkiah, everybody will accept, and that's why our Gemara is going to work out. What happens next? Bein miskamish en miskaveh. Says Tosis, what does that mean? That even by a case of Niskamah Zeh Baragizeh, you also pater. What is it coming to tell me? You pater from what? Also from Mamon Acher. The Tosis says in Sanhedrin, and here too, he says it's the same thing. You don't need to tell me again the same thing by Enim Miskavein that you told me by Shogeg. Tosis in Sanhedrin adds a few more words. What does Tosis add? The Kavachomer. So I don't know how we said it last time, but it means the following. Kavachomer who. That if by a shogeg you're pater from mamon acher, so by ena miskavein, meaning miskavein is ever always that, you're for sure pater from mamon acher. Why for sure? You know, there's more reason maybe that you should be chayiv mamon acher by shogeg, and more reason to be pater from mamon acher by miskavein is ever always that. Why should that be? I'm not sure how we said it then, but Chayra, what does Tosis mean?
He says like more detached, not your.
So what do you mean more detached? If anything,
you didn't even try to do it. You didn't try to kill this person. Yeah. Show me you try to kill this person.
So one second. But so then it's the Chayra that doesn't sound right. Then it mean the opposite. Because we're saying that you're putter from the mama. In other words, so why should you say, so you're saying it's a kavachomer, you should be putter?
Because the misa is like a strong, it's like more of a chiv misa on you, because you did a worse.
So you're saying so what's worse, shogig or enem miskaven?
Shogig, perhaps. And that's why. Yeah,
but you see, but the more of a chiyus is what I realized afterwards, the more, and I thought we said that, but I realized afterwards, if anything, ifcham is stabber, the more of a ritzicha, the more of a heavy handed ritzicha it is, or closer to a, you know, a hardcore ritzicha, the more reason it should be pata. Because Kim and Rabbi.
The Tosfos earlier said maybe a more chamor should be chayiv the money. The whole tzrichas thing was that he wasn't sure whether it could be that.
Okay. With the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. But let's just think ourselves. Could be that the Kavu Chomer is the other direction. In other words, when you're miskaven laharog somebody, and you kill somebody else, that's a greater type of ritzicha than a shogeg, where you weren't miskaven to kill at all, even though the potential was there in your action. What's the biggest proof to that? That there's a manda amar that actually holds it. Miskaven lezev baharog is eschayv. I mean, so the chore in svara, you could certainly hear the opposite of what you just said. Not that you're less, it's more detached from you, but you're more liable, you have more reason to be liable by miskaven lezev baharog is eschayv than by a shogeg. Shogeg has, we know, consequences called galus. And Skav is ever gizeh, if he got a svara according to the Rabbanon, Yechayiv Misa. So maybe the Pshat and Tosis Kav Chomer is the other direction. That if I already know that Maman Acher is pater by Shogeg, so Skav is ever gizeh, for sure will pater Maman Acher. It's closer to a real case of Mezer of Itzicha. So therefore, I wouldn't need the second clause of Tanu Vechizkiya to tell me that you're pater by Maman Acher, by Niskave, meaning by Niskave Zeberg Zeb. So that's how I would say it now. So now what is the second cause of Tanu Vechizkiya coming to say? That there's another halacha. There's not just Maman Acher, there's the Shaila of the Dmei Anerak, to pay for the value of the person that you killed. So that's where the second cause of Tanu Vechizkiya is telling us that there's no chiyuv to pay dmei nerak by a case in skavazav argizet. Now that is clearly against Rebbe, against the Rabban, and against Rebbe, against the Rabban, because the Rabban say that yechayiv misa, and here he's saying faker, that you pater from misa and pater from mamu. And Rebbe says yechayiv nesat nefesh tachas nefesh means you pay dmei nerak. So that's what Tosa says, is where Rebbe and Rabbanan are different than Chizkiya. But as far as the fundamental halacha of the Mevladis is concerned, which is like the Maman Acher case, there everybody would agree that you're pater, and that's what the Gemara's kasha is a kasha here. That's what we saw so far. This is Tosas here, this is Tosas in various other places as well. Okay, so that's the first part of the Tosas. But then Tosas is still not satisfied, because it would seem that there are those who are cholik on the whole hekesh. Until now, you could say, well, the Gemara is discussing a particular prat, the Tanu Vechizkiya, that others argue on. But that's from the Gemara in Ayin Tes in Sanhedrin. But Tosis quotes the Gemara in Peidah in Sanhedrin that says, "Ha nichol man de isli Tanu Vechizkiya, av man de lesli Tanu Vechizkiya, maikro meimar." What is the context of that Gemara? We read the Gemara last time. The Gemara was trying to darshan the Hekesh itself, maki adam, maki behema, trying to perhaps use it as a raya to that the halacha that maki of the imo needs a osaba chabura, and then where it says, but if you have the if you can get it from the word nefesh, it may inyan that you don't need the hekesh for that, and where it says, well, you need the hekesh for Tanu Vechizkiya, but that's only if you hold Tanu Vechizkiya. So the Gemara says, okay, so you have another drasha from the hekesh. So the issue at stake is whether or not we darshan a bachal, the whole drasha. So everything flows from whether you have a hekesh to darshan here. So now what do you do with that Gemara? So now already it's clear that there is a cholik, and if there's a cholik, then we're back to our Gemara. How can the Gemara ask so, you know, glibly? You know, Rava asks, how could Rav Yochanan disagree if we have Tanu Vechizkiya? What's interesting is that we pointed out the Rashi on that Gemara says, what is this hanicha? Proktehi in Eunaris, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. What did Rashi do? Rashi read that Gemara. That the Gemara was assuming that Tanu Vechizkiya is Shani B'machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, which is basically Rav Dimi. Comes out that the stem of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is on the wrong side of the Gemara here, how the Gemara ends up. Gemara here knocks down Rav Dimi, and the Gemara there is working with the assumptions of Rav Dimi. Yeah, it's very strange, but the Ramban also mentions that point, that the only thing we could attribute that Gemara to is is the Rav Dimi the pricha of our Gemara that he's rejected. That's what Rashi seems to say. You have to know the implications of this Rashi, the fact that there's such a Gemara that actually does work within Rav Dimi. And you're going to have to deal with all the ramifications of what Tosfos is going to say a minute later, that how could Rav Yochanan actually argue with Tanvei Chizkiya, the Diyukim, the Mishnayos don't work out. All these things are going to be problematic according to Rashi. Alright, so what does Tosfos say for this? That we have another Gemara that does quote somebody who brings a Braisa that clearly is against Tanvei Chizkiya. What is that? So we have to look carefully at the whole Gemara, at least part of the Gemara, it's now geared for us. V'omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Dainu Rav Chaga Midaroma, Daisi Masnita Biyade. This Rav Chaga Midaroma brought along a Braisa, Kedaminim Perk Shosh Nogach Abba Vachamisha. And what did he bring in this Braisa? The following. The Shnei Anoshim Kiniskavnu Zelo Zer, Api Shish Asim B'Isha Yi Anshul B'Mei Vlodus. That if two people were niskaving to each other, not to the woman, and then the woman died, so the Allah is that they paid B'Mei Vlodus. So we'll have to see in a minute exactly what this, how this appeared, but what do you see from these words? That there's a chiyuv of Dmei Vlodus, even though it was Niskavim L'Zeh B'Har Gezeh, which is obviously at odds with Tanvei Chizkiya. So there is a Braisa that disagrees. And that's the Hanich of the Gemara. There are those who disagree with the Hekesh. Amo Leslei Kesha Dmei Shogi Gom Beisit. Oh, but then what do we do with our Gemara? So that was the whole starting point. Our Gemara seems nobody argues. Says Tosus, the answer is, which price is more authoritative? The one that Rav Chaga Midaroma brought, or the Dmei Chizkiya? So that's the answer, that's the Pshat in our Gemara, to ask the Kasha, V'hadu Kamram, Ni'ik Amanda Omar, and so on. How could Rav Yochanan disagree with Tanvei Chizkiya? Why can't he? We have Rav Chaga Midaroma had a price that disagreed. Hainu Mishum, Tanvei Chizkiya Iker. It's not even a contest, in other words. Tanvei Chizkiya's prices are seen as more authentic, because he was the son of Avchia, and Avchia was always the one that was very makpid on making sure that any braisa that he quoted was actually the right version. Shehaya shown the braisa of Avchia, Shehaya Abim knows what he was quoting was always from the masorah of his father. Kedemucha pesel perkam beyavimto vehein iker umasvina tiyufta minayu. So if you have a braisa of Chizkiya, you know you can ask a kasha from that. That is the basic outline of the teretz. What exactly is the braisa of Rav Chaga Midaroma? What does it mean to say Shnei Anoshim Kineskavnu Zelazeh Api Sheish Asan Beish Yod Mivladis? Where does this come in exactly? So we'll take a few minutes just to look, because there's really a Bayev Rava there as well, and then you have this Rav Chaga Midaroma Rav Adabar Ava. So let's just look at the Gemara for a minute in Bava Kama. So what's the Gemara has a question about a shor, whether the shor, if a shor caused a miscarriage, and whether there should be a chiyuv of Dmei Vlodus. So there is a drasha, it says, in the case of a shor, shaharag, what, which is it?
It's back right there.
Oh.
The third sheet.
Okay. Yeah. Nandes. Ubala shor naki. So there are many drushes from Baal HaShor Naki. So one of the drushes that is quoted here, Rav Yossi Aglili, Naki Midmei Vlodos. Now the case is, there's a chumash. What does it say exactly? The whole pasuk. You have a chumash? Read the whole pasuk. Thank you. Okay. B'chigach shor esish o esisha v'meis. This is Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches. So the shor killed a human being. So kol yisatil ashor. That's called shor nisko. So the shor has to be stoned. Lo yechol b'saro. In other words, there's isa hana. Uval ashor naki. There's a lot of drushes that are made from this naki. Naki from what? The val ashor is part of something. So one of the drushes is that suppose there was a situation of Tmei Vladis. In other words, the victim was a pregnant woman, the Yatsu Yuladeha. So there's no chiyuv for the Baal HaShor to pay Tmei Vladis. Okay? Now, that's Yossi Aglili, and how he knows it. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't need the drasha of Naki to tell that to me, because I know it from a different diuk. What's the other diuk? Amar Rabbi Akiva, you have the Gemara, you can look at it. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Harehu Omer v'chi inatsu anashim, v'nagfu, and so on. So inatsu anashim, and then at the end of the story it says that they pay mevladis, or whoever it is pays mevladis. So it's a diuk. Anashim v'lo shvarim. So that tells me that Tmei Vladis is limited to a case of a man who, through his altercation, he caused the woman miscarried, but not Shvarim. Shvarim did the same thing, that the Torah would not assign a payment of Tmei Vladis for the owner of the shore. And we're asked, Shapir Kam Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Yosef really need a drasha of Naki? So here the Gemara proceeds to bring all different ways to explain why Rabbi Yosef Glili needed Baal HaShor Naki, and you couldn't have just gotten it from the diuk of Rabbi Akiva's drasha of Anashim v'lo Shvarim. So we don't need the first two, we need only the last two for ourselves. So let's go now to Abaya and Rava, because this is what ties entire sugya. Ella, so go down, whatever it is, 15, 20 lines from where we were, but a little more than halfway down the Amud. Ella Abaya Rav Da'amita Vayu. So what they're going to say is the following, that you have the diuk of Anashim v'lo Shvarim, but that wouldn't give us the whole story, because after that I would still have a case or a situation or an assumption that a shor that causes a miscarriage, in whatever situation that we'll talk about, the owner has to pay the mevladis, and therefore kamash malan balashunaki nata. So what did Abaye Rav say? Ela bayv rav dami tavayu. Anashim. By anashim, if they did the fighting and then one of them caused the miscarriage, then the din is, ein asam b'isha ye anshu. So if the woman didn't die, then they paid mevladis. Yesh asam b'isha lo ye anshu. But if the woman died, then they don't pay mevladis. That's the diuk. It's clear from the pasuk. But on that will be the diuk. The diuk will relate to that point. That wad velo shvarim, the afagav diyesh asan yansh. So, if anything, the diuk of anashim velo shvarim is not to tell me that by shvarim there'll be a p'turd mevladis. To the contrary, it'll tell me that you're chayv mevladis even if what? If a woman dies, which is the case of the chumash, that he killed a person. So you might say, and in killing the woman, let's say, the victim, and there was also a miscarriage. So Adarabba, you paid me mevladis. That's exactly why you need Kasrachman Baal HaShor Naki depart. That's Abaye v'Rava is explaining why Rabbi Yosef Glili needs a new drasha Baal HaShor Naki, because Anashim v'lo Shvarim would yield that there's a chiyuv mevladis even in a case where there was an asam b'isha. Look at Rashi. Ela Abaye v'Rava Dami Tavayu Lahachi Yitzrich. That's why Nibal Shanaki. The image of Rabbi Akiva, if I would just have the diuk of what? Rabbi Akiva's diuk of Anashim v'lo Shvarim, Hava Mina, the following the way to darshan it. Anashim v'lo Shvarim, Hachi Midrash. Harry, you don't have a sheet? No? You have an extra one? Yo. No? Okay, fine. I read slowly. Hamin Anashim v'lo Shvarim, Hachi Midrash. We're cool. Gone. We're cool. Gone together. You have it? Yeah. Anashim hu dechiyesh asam b'isha lo ye'anshu b'dmei vlados. No? Okay. By Anashim, that's where... Is it, let's get a more baba kam if you want, maybe. You want to get to my office? Put a more baba kam. Easier for you. As you wish. Yeah? As you wish. Okay. Okay. Diimid Rabbi Akiva Avamina Anashim v'lo Shvarim Hachi Midrash. Anashim hu dechiyesh asam b'isha lo yanshu b'dmei vlados. Why not? Okay, so you tell me, why not? Dekamei b'drab minei. Kamadrabine. Now, what was Kamadrabine? Was there a Chiyav Misa? We're talking about Hasra, not Hasra. But their intention is to kill the woman. So, immediately, what could be? Kamadrabine could be Kamadrabine with everything, or with Shogeg, or in Miskaven, or without Hasra. But the bottom line is, it's still going to be Pater, because it's Tanvei Chizkia. So by anashim, if yesh asam lo yanesh, that's din asam or asam namish, even if it's asam namish. Abu shvarim, I feel yesh asam ye anshu b'dmei blados to lack a bachiv misa. There's no chiv misa because of rachman abal shanaki. Good, that's a bayv rav. So that's why you would need a bal shanaki, because otherwise you say shvarim you chayv mei blados even if the woman died. Fact, Rav Ada Barava, Maske Vad Barava, the following. Is it the function of asam? It's a function of kavana. What does he mean to ask? So he's read the whole thing. Elam avada barava, a different knetch. Anashim, kinis kavnu zela ze. Afagaf sheish asam beisha ye anshu. If they're niskavin for each other, this is the quote that Tosas had. Then even if the woman died, yonshu. This is what Tosis quoted. This line. But kineskavno isha atzma lo yonshu. But if they had intention for the woman, so then what? Then for sure they're pater because of dechiv misa. Velo shvarim dafir niskavno isha atzma yonshu. But if the shvarim did it, maybe even niskavno isha yonshu. Kasachman balashonak the tiri. Vechein ki asa rav chagai midaroma. So Rav Chaga Midaroma brought a braisa that exactly said what Rav Ada Barava said. What did Rav Ada Barava say? That again, what is he trying to accomplish here? That you need Bala Shanaki, because if you had the deal and nothing below Shvarim, I would say that Shvarim Achayvit made brothers in a given situation. So I need the Bala Shanaki. But what is the given situation? The given situation is where it was niskaving leisha, because it's not a function of asam; it's a function of kavana. So, what is the thrust of his question, and how does he differ from Abaye Varava, and where is everything going to fit in terms of being the pasuk? So, here we have very important Rashi. Atu ba'asam tal yamilsa. This is the best Rashi on the Amud. Atu ba'asin tali milsa, the kavana tali milsa. So again, what is Rav Ada Barava addressing? That Abaye Varava, what did they say? That again, that by Adam, by Anashim, if yesh asin b'isha, what? Then what? Finish the sentence. Yesh asin b'isha, patur lo yanesh. But shvarim, maybe, yes, they'll pay me for it. And what does he respond? No, but asa tali milsa, the kavana tali milsa. That means that you're saying that if yesh asam lo yanesh, and I say, absolutely not, it's not a function of that. What I need to find is the case of what lo yanesh, I'm going to have to find the case in the case of niskavin l'isha. But in the case of niskavin zelazeb, the yesh asam b'isha, I would not be able to finish the sentence and say, bo yonish. That's essentially what he said. Right? Why not? And this is what the Bryce is going to, and if we have to phrase the diuk differently. Zok Rashi. Atu ba'asam ta'yem milsa b'kavan ta'yem milsa va'afilu yesh asam b'isha ye'anshu im niskavim l'chaveiro. Even if the woman dies, they will pay the mevlados if their intention was to kill the friend. Why is that? Why would they pay the mevlados? So first we have to establish arichai misa for killing the woman. And the answer is no. The sviro le ravada kiref shimon. What's of shimon? Shimon and Sanhedrin that we saw last time. Do amar misach Sanhedrin. They land on the shraf. And it's kavim agazeb agazeb patim misa b'chai mamu. So the pater from Misa, but wait a second, but still she pater from the Mevladis because of Tanve Chizkia. Velesrei the Tanve Chizkia. The Amar lo chilakta bo be miskaven she miskaven lechayv mamon el lepotro mamon. What did Rav Tanve Chizkia say that there's always up to a mamon be miskaven or in miskaven? Doesn't matter. Doesn't agree with that. So according to Rav Avada Bar Rava, the halacha is there's no chiyuv misa. And if there's no chiyuv misa, there'll be a chiyuv mama. And therefore, he says, how can you, Rabbi Rava, say that anashim ki yesh asan lo yanesh, and that's where shvarim you might think yanesh, and that's when Yibala Shanak you'd say lo yanesh. Something wrong in that formulation. You never got to first base. To say that by anashim ki yeh asan lo yanesh is not a function of asan, it's a function of kavana. Because if it's ein miskaven, there is no chiyuv misa, in which case there'll be a chiyuv mamon. Now we're going with Rav Shimon, and we're not going with Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya. And Abai v'Rav, apparently they hold like Rabbanan, or even if there was no Hasbara, they would have Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya. That Rashi doesn't spell out in Abai v'Rav. What Rashi does spell out is in Avada Bar Rava. That he clearly is against the Rabbanan, he goes with Shimon, and he also is against Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya. Okay, and then therefore he had to formulate the diyuk differently. That what would be the case of a nashim below shvarim that shvarim would be chayiv? The case of nashim apater is miskaven liisha, and thereby shvarim I would think yechayiv. I need a pasuk that even by shvarim miskaven liisha still naki. And that's the brisa that Chagai brought, Chagai Midrash brought, like Rav Avada Bar Rava. And that's again Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya, as we said. Because the only time there'll be a p'tur by Anashim is Niskaven Le'isha. Okay. Good. Everyone hear the Rashi? Good. Tosis is a little bit different in terms of this, but Altos I think is very much consistent with the Rashi over here. Now, there's something more that Rashi addresses, and that is, we're going to get to this at the end of Altosis as well. According to Rav Avada Bar Rava, so how are you going to read the pasuk? How are you going to read the pasuk? V'lo yeh asam, then anash yanish. Ha'im yeh asam lo yanish. What's the case here? They're niskaving for each other, and then they killed the woman. So what's the inference here? Im yeh asam, meaning the isha lo yanish. Is that correct?
Because now we're going by Kavana, what do you do with the Pasuk?
Im yeh asam, if the woman is killed through this altercation, lo ye'anesh. Why? Why would that be? If you don't attend Vecheskia, and you hold like Rebbe or Rav Shimon, that you're not chayiv misa. There's no chayiv misa to pater the mamon. There's no tanve cheskia to pater the mamon. So how could there be a diuk in the pasuk in yeh asan lo yanish? You have a problem? Yeah, have you been here? The problem. That's Rashi. So what did Rashi answer? So we'll see this again at the end of Tosis. But look what Rashi says. The lo ya'asan dikra, that lo ya'asan in the pasuk. I mean, Tosis might be discussing it by the end of the pasuk, in the next pasuk, but Rashi is discussing the lo ya'asan. This could be helpful for the Rambam, for tomorrow maybe. The lo ya'asan dikra b'chaveiro kadosh. The lo ya'asan means the guy who he was fighting with. Im ein asan b'chaveiro, then afil yesh asan deisha yanish. So wow, a whole new reading of the pasuk. Now we're not focusing on the asan yeah, we're focusing on lo yeah asan. If you don't hold like Tanna Vecheskia, and you hold like Rabbi or Rav Shimon, then the lo yeah asan the pasuk is not discussing the woman. The nagfu ishahara yatsu yadeha, the lo yeah asan back to the guy that you're fighting against. The lo yeah asan. Then, even if the woman did die, what's the din? You paid me blood. You hear the Rashi? b'chaver kadosh. Im ein asim b'chaver, fi yishas b'isha, yonish. Okay, so Rashi finishes off. V'keva da anashim ahecha diyesh asim nami yonshu. Since the halacha is that by anashim they paid mevuadus even if the yesh asim b'isha, here the yesh asim is b'isha, ishtakach the image shvarim bein b'yesh asim bein b'isha in asim, meaning of the isha. And back again, the question about Shonaki Lamali. If you have to find a case that by Anashim it's going to be Pater, and then say, Velo Shvarim, Shvarim Agami Chayev. But the way you set it up, Abaye V'Rava, all the cases by Anashim about the woman, it's always going to be, they're always going to be what? Chayev. So then, if anything, the deal is going to tell me the other direction. And then only the other pasuk balashonaki, because I already know that is from a pater. So what is going to be the case that I can infer velo shvarim that they would be chayiv kamashmal on the other pasuk that the pater? It's going to have to be, as he goes on to say, niskaving leish. Okay, but meanwhile Rashi has explained that there is, and that's what Tosis has in mind here. There's a manda amar and a brice that ends up saying that there's a cholik on tanda vecheskia. And the way it comes out, if you hold that way, is that the lo ya'asan suddenly has to focus on the person that you're fighting with. I don't want to get too involved. Lemaisa, there's a tosis here as well, which is interesting, but I don't get too confused with everything else. He's going to bring in the issue in terms of the Dmei Vladis versus Dmei Anerag. Let's just stay with Rashi. Let's come back to our tosis. At least we have a perspective of what tosis meant when he quoted the Brisa of Chaga Midaroma, and we saw the context in which it would appear in the Gemara, and we saw the Rashi there. Let's continue in Tosis. So, Raj Benira. So, at this point, we have one way to explain the Gemara, that the Gemara can ask from Cheskia, even though there are Cholkin, we already identified a Cholik, but he's authentic. He's more authentic than the other Brisa. Another Pshat. Raj Benira, the Mishmachi Kaparach Rei, Bitanve Cheskia. Another Pshat. Why does the Gemara have the Kash Tanve Cheskia, i.e., there are Cholkin on him? Shemt Rabbi Yochanan Muki Masisin B'Shelo Hisrubo. Had Rabbi Yochanan himself learned Pshat in the Mishnah and the Chavtes of Baal Echoso, that how can you get Knas, I, Ein Eloko Mishalim? And the answer is, because it was without Asra, and therefore there's no patur of Mammon was without Asra. We have a Sefer, Daf Lamed Vav, the Ketani Sefer, the Chayvim Mises Peturin. Now, if that's the case, imkain masnisin sava the chayvim misas shogim turin. So it's clear within Rav Yochanan that the Mishnah must hold chayvim misas shogigin are pater. The is sefer ma'ir b'shehisrubo. If the sefer, the case of Baal Bito, is only by hasra that you'll be pater from the knas, because otherwise there would be no patur of Chayv Mises Shogigin, then lifkog the Chayv Malkis Gufayu. Then why do you have to jump to what? To Chayv Misos, stick with Chayv Malkios, and just change one variable. From the case of Lo Yisrubo, that you're Chayv Knas, to case of Yisrubo. Why do you have to change to Chayv Misos, and then also talk about Hasra? You could stick with Chayv Malkios and talk about Hasra. Elamai, what do you see? That the case of Baal Bito is also without Asra, and the reason why you're Pater is because of Chayve Misos Shogigin, which, unlike Chayve Malkis Shogigin, which don't Pater, Chayve Misos Shogigin do Pater. So it's Muchach Mineu Vei from the Tumishnayas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan has got to buy into Tanve Cheskia. So it's not so much the Kasha of Tanve Cheskia per se, it's that what's behind the Gemara's Kasha, Rava's Kasha, is that obviously Rabbi Yochanan has to accept this. Because otherwise you wouldn't need to jump to Chayv Misos with Asra, you could stay with Chayv Malkis. Everyone hear the right? So how does it fit in the Lashna Gemara? The Gemara doesn't seem to mention the Deek. The Gemara just asked the Vecheskia. But Avi Matzal Mifrach Mimas Nisen. It could have been from the Mishnah, the Kasha. Ela Dilo Matzal Mifrach El Mediyuka. That would have been a Deek. Lachi Parachim Tanda Vecheskia. The Mas Nisen Samech. In other words, the real backbone of the Kasha is the Mishnah. But the Tanav Chizkiya is the one that said explicitly the halacha of Machad Mises Shogigin. How do you know if Yochanan holds that way? Because of the Dik of Mishnah. So the Kasha is a different Kasha than what you read when you read the Gemara. You got to go behind the scenes and understand what really is driving the Gemara's Kasha is the Dik of the Mishnah. Okay. So what are the implications of this Pshat of the Rashba and Tosfos? Now you can go back to the first kash of Tosis, and you don't have to say necessarily what we said before. In other words, what do we have before? We had the first part of Tosis was the Gemara Ayin Tes and Sanhedrin, that Tanya Chizkiya is mafka mid Rebbe and mid Rabbanim. So how do we deal with that? No, because they really accept Tanya Chizkiya on Ben Shogi Gemezid. They just argue on the issue of Dmei Nerak. What do you do with the other Gemara and Peidah and Sanhedrin? Hanicha. That's because there was a Bryce, but the Gemara asked him a better Bryce. That was one solution. Now the Rashba in Tosa says the Gemara's Kasha is based on the Mishnah. So there can be Chokim on Tanya Chizkiya. So if there can be Chokim, there can be more than one Cholik. It could be Revi and Rabbanan against Tanya Chizkiya, but the Kasha is still there. Yochanan has to accept Tanya Chizkiya. So then, Lefizeh, we can go back to the first part of Matfino Lamemar, the Mafka mid Revi of Rabbanan, the Kula Milsa. What does Tosa mean? The Lashna Gemara, he's paraphrasing Lashna Gemara, right? The beginning of the Tosis. Tanya Vechizkiya, mafka mid Rebbe, umafka mid Rabbanan. And what did Tosis say earlier to explain that Gemara? Is it mafka mid Rebbe and Rabbanan entirely? It's only on a detail on the issue of Dmei Nerag, but fundamentally they agree. Why did Tosis have to say that? Because otherwise Gemara would have no Kasha here. Because maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe. But now that the Rashba learned that the Gemara's Kasha was Rabbi Yochanan obviously has to hold the Chayv Miso Yogan HaPater, because that's what comes out from the Mishnah. You don't need to come out to Chayv Misos with Asra if you could have stuck with Chayv Malkus with Asra. Elamai were discussing Chayv Misos without Asra. So if that's the thrust of the Kasha, then for all we know, the Gemara's Sanhedrin can be taken at face value that in fact, Mafka mid Rebbe, Mafka mid Rabbanan, entirely. And what does that mean? That means that the distinction that Tosis created before between Rebbe's situation that we're discussing what type of mammon? Mammon of Dmei Nerak, as opposed to the issue of Tanya Chizkiya, which is discussing Dmei Vlados, no longer is that a real distinction. In other words, it could be that the fact... No, in other words, what does Tosis mean to change? L'maisa, Rebbe is discussing Dmei Nerak. But it's not going to matter. If Rebbe disagrees with that, he disagrees just as well on the Dmei Vlados. I don't think Tosis means now to go back and to somehow revisit how to touch the three cases to Tanya Chizkiya. That Tosis is still holding by it. Tosis is going to say it later, and Tosis is going to say it elsewhere. Tanya Chizkiya spoke about three different causes and the different types of mammon. What are the first two? The first one is about Dmei Vlados or Mammon Acher, as the case might be. The second one is Dmei Anerak. I think what Tosis means here is the following, that initially Tosis was splitting the two off one from the other and saying you can disagree on the second issue of Tanya Chizkiya and say that there'll be a chiyuv on Dmei Anerak by Eina Miskave, but you'll still agree that there'll be a two Dmei Vlados. Now Tosis is saying, no, if you argue on Dmei Nerag on Tanya Chizkiya and you say that you paid Dmei Nerag by Eina Miskaven, so you also paid Dmei Vlados. So the Gemara can say, Mafka mid Rebbe, completely.
Did it have better, or could be that?
That's what I would suggest. I'm because the truth is, we struggled. He said, like, is it really so compelling to Mechalik between the two? Why? Why should you be Mechalik? Why should you? We really didn't come up with a good svar. But what did we find? We found a Lashon of Tosis in Sanhedrin that was interesting. That if you hold that Rebbe agrees with Tanya Chizkiya on Dmei Vlados, so why does he say that you pay Dmei Anerak by Eina Miskaven? You'd be part of Dmei Vlados. So what did Tosis say in Sanhedrin? The answer is Rebbe says because he found support in the Pasuk. That was what Tosis said in Sanhedrin. He didn't say it here, he said it in Sanhedrin. Lashon HaTosis and Sanhedrin there. Mishum Degoli Rachmana. Those key words. Tosis says that V'lin Dmei Nerag Dafka Pligi Mishum Degoli Rachmana V'nsat Nefesh Dachas Nefesh Mama. So Goli Rachmana was specifically for that. And that's the extent of it. That's the extent of it. But as far as, you know, the Mamanachia Rebbe accepts Tanya v'Chizkiya. Why split hairs? The Torah is Goli Rachman on this, so maybe who are then on the other? That's where the Tosis in Bava Kama that I didn't read for you, but if you look at it, you'll see that's the issue that comes up in that Tosis on Daf Mem Beis. The bottom Tosis, we quibbles with Rashi a little bit. What comes up in that Tosis is that, I'll just show you a line or two, you'll see what I mean. Here, look in the middle of the Tosis. Tosis quotes, "Parach Ravada Baava." The line begins with "Petiri Tfei." Parach Ravada Baava. V'ha'karach bekavanat talim mosel Rebbe. The Darsh by Nisraf in Masat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Mamon. V'les le'elochi lakta be'miskaven she'miskaven le'inyan dmei hanerag. Right. Now look at the next words. The Sover Ravada. To who adin lin dmei vlados? See those words of Tosis. V'sover avada. To who adin lin dmei vlados? The kevan the goli kra. She yesh lechalek bein miskaving lish ein miskaving lin dmei anerag. Once the Torah is megala that we can distinguish between miskaving and miskaving by dmei anerag, and you can pay dmei anerag by ein miskaving. So lo nilmod od shum tor mamon kish ein miskaving mikorach ekesha. Meaning Dmei Vlados. Tosis wants to parse it even further. We might still accept the Hekesh for other things, but Dmei Vlados and Dmei Anerag are not going to be separated. Now look down two lines. Vabai V'Rava Sviru, see this? Vabai V'Rava Sviru, says Tosis. Didafka L'may D'Goli Kra, Ki Goli Dmei Anerag L'Rebi Goli. So Tosis wants to learn different than Rashi, that maybe we can still put a Bayv Rava together with Tanvei Cheskia, but he basically says that the Gilui Kra is specific to Dmei Anerag and not to other things. But you see, there's a discussion in Tosis about whether the Gilui Kra that we saw in Sanhedrin can allow us to say, oh, now we broke the taboo on Dmei Anerag, so now Dmei Vlados to be the same thing. And there's a difference between Miskaven and Miskaven. So my intuition is that this is partly what you have over here in the Tosis, although Tosis didn't spell it out in any serious way like he did over there. When he says, we could say Mafka Merebi Bekula Milsa, that means, but what do you mean? We're suddenly changing the whole meaning of Tanvei Cheskia? No, we're not. Tanvei Cheskia spoke about Mamanacher, and he spoke about Dmei Anerag. But the point is, if Rebbe is mafk, if it's mafka me Rebbe on the issue of the Dmei Anerag, so it's mikul milsa too. Because why would Rebbe split it and stop at the point of saying only on the Dmei Anerag yes, but on Mamanacher not? You see, that's a discussion anyway in Tosis elsewhere. So that's what Tosis means. So the Gemara will mean that Rebbe taka argues completely on Tanvei Cheskia, at least both types of mum. But the kasha is still a kasha, not a gemara, because of Yochanan, and it won't work out for Yochanan. If anything, we have to really try to understand why there should be a chiluk. There's a lot that's been said about it. Why should it be different? So I'll give you one svara, maybe among other, more of a balbatisha mahalach that you could say. I mean, there's more lambdasha ways to learn, but maybe like this. Like, what would be the pshat, like Tosa said initially, to distinguish? Why would you say that Dmei Hanerag they pay, but Dmei Vlados they wouldn't pay? The Goli Kra, okay, it's a Goli Kra, it's a Goli Kra all the way. So maybe the pshat is that, maybe this is a little bit going in the direction that you were going in the beginning of Shia, that in Miskavein is, like, you know, not as much of your responsibility. You're miskaving as Ebarg is there. What's the dinner according to Rebbe? You're part of me misa. You're part of me misa. To the extent that you're part of me misa, it's less of a retzicha. Right? You're not chay misa. You're not retzeich. If it's not retzicha, then what is it? Mazik. Nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Demea Nerag is, you could argue, like a nezek. Like if you pay nezek for person's, injuries. So here, the injury meant, death. But he wasn't liable as a retzeach. So the Torah is machadesh, nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, that you have to pay like you are mazik. Oh, so that's the halacha. But the Torah, okay, so now you ask me, so now if you're paying as a mazik, so why may blood is not? But this payment as a mazik is referred to in what expression in the Chumash? Nefesh tachas nefesh. The Torah calls this tashlumin, it's nefesh tachas nefesh. It's the equivalent of giving up your life. In other words, nefesh tachas nefesh. So just like if you gave up your life, there'd be a din of kimid rabminei not to pay dmei vladis. So it's ironic, because mitzad echad, you're calling it a mazik, that's why you pay dmei nerag. But the dmei nerag that you're paying has a din ki'ilu like a chiyum misa, because that's how the Torah phrases it. Nefesh tachas nefesh means mammon, but what, how does the Torah label that mammon? The Torah labels the mammon as nefesh tachas nefesh. So the mammon itself that you're paying is patrin the other mammon. That's what you say. The dmei nerag, the kofer nefesh, that the mammon which is misa mammon, has the din kamen rabinei in the same way that a chi of misa would pater. So that may be why you'd be pater from the mammon. I mean, it's interesting because that's not the way Tanvei Chizkiya will look at it. Tanvei Chizkiya will patter the mammon even though there's no chiyuv of mei nerag. But that, in a chanami, that they argue about. But the way that it works according to Rebbe maybe is that the chiyuv of mei nerag patters from the mei bladus. I don't know if this is the right pshat or not. It's just a svar. I did see it somewhere. It's an interesting svar. Could be there's much more to here, but I'll quote it. It's far from clear that Rebbe's disagreement on Demei Nerag has to mean that he agrees with Tanvei Chizkiya on Demei Vlados, but it could be yes, it could be not, and that may be what Tosis is weighing back and forth, if you have to assume that way or not. Okay, one more suggestion for who argues on Tanvei Chizkiya, and then Tosis can address the Pasuk itself. Further, the Odom Mirashba, Rabbi Shmuel Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Kamanda Pirkin, the Flamzan in the days, who Tana, the Lesle, the Tana Vechiskia. We have another Tana we can identify who disagrees with Tana Vechiskia. Who is he? Rabbi Shmuel Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. What exactly does he say? This is going to very much tie into the next Tosus and the third part, Tana Vechiskia. What do you have in Daf Lamed Zayin on the base? You have here a Tana that's quoted toward the bottom of the Amud, about 7-8 lines from the bottom. Kol Cheirem. So it says in the Pasuk, Kol Cheirem Asher Yachara Min HaAdam Lo Yipadim Mos Yumas. So different ways to darshan this Pasuk. One drasha was that if somebody is sentenced to death, he's being carried out to be put to death, and someone wants to pledge money to Hegdish as Erechin, because every person has an Erech depending on his gender and his age. If a person says Erech Ploni Olai, then you do the formula the Torah gives us, and you pay that amount of money that Torah says as Erechin to Hegdish. But let's say the person is in death row, and he's being taken to be killed. So the din is, there's no erech on such a person. That's what the pasuk will be saying. It's only after gemar din. That's one drasha. But there's a Tana that disagrees with that. Hanan ben Akavya says, nerach, he still has an erech. So what do you do with this drasha, with this pasuk? So the Gemara suggests another pshat in the pasuk. Gemara quotes, the Tana of Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka. What does he say? L'fisha matzinu, l'mumasim bidei shamayim, people who are chay misim de shemayim, so she has a case of a shor shag harag es ha'adam. So the halach is in kofa yushas olam. So a person is chay misim de shemayim, but he can ransom his soul not having to pay the, you know, so to speak, not to be chayiv misa by paying kofer. Kofer dmei. Let's say dmei mazik, dmei nizak, but let's say dmei nizak. He pays kofer. So that's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim that gets lifted through the payment of kofer, as the Torah says in kofer yushas olav. This is a case of a shur hamuad. The Torah says, "Mishur nagachu b'tmoshil shom, v'lo b'var b'lo shmerenu, v'hemis ish alisha." So that's where hashur yisakel v'gam v'olav yumas. In a case of a shur tam, that's hashur yisakel u'bal hashur naki. The pasuk shad is naki from kofer. That's the pasuk shad naki. Before we had other drushes that we discussed. But now, if it's a shur hamuad, then v'gam v'olav yumas, meaning b'dei shamayim, in kofer yushas olav. So we find the idea of giving kofar and being off the hook from the chiyuv misa d'shamayim. So yachol af b'dei adam kein. So maybe you would allow even a chiyuv misa d'shamayim adam that you can give kofar and not have to be chayv misa. Tamaloma chayrem in ha'adam lo yipada. You can't redeem yourself from a chiyuv misa b'dinei adam. This is the drash of Shmuel ben Yosef Nochman Broka. The Engli al Misas Chamuros, Shewanit Nashigas and Chapara. So here's how Shaila had to learn. Let's go with Rashi. Maybe it's only true by Misos Chamuros that don't have an equivalent Kapara b'Shogeg. Because Shogeg is only for those things that are Chiv Kareis b'Mezid. So then you would say that there's no way to ransom yourself and be off the hook. However, those Chiyuve Misa that are considered in that regard more kal, that there is an equivalent of kapara b'shogeg, like chatas, kaveira of Shabbos arayis, or galus by ritzeach. Maybe there the chiyuv misa can be lifted through giving money. Tamaloma kol cherem, and therefore it's also then also in all situations there's no way to ransom yourself to give the money in lieu of the chiyuv misa. In fact, the Gemara, but you don't need the kol cherem for that. I have another pasuk, "Sikhu chofer lenefesh rotzeach asher urash alamus," which means "Lotishko mamona minevet tiftere chocherim lamali." You get it from that pasuk by rotzeach, which is nitto kapar l'shigaso, that he can't save his skin from his chiyuv misa by giving money. So Rabbi Chama says, "Itzbich," I would say, "Hani mili," if it was hargo derech aliyah. Shilo nitna, this is going again, it's going to tie in a lot to the next tosis. Let's read the words. Hani mili hechashoga derech aliyah, shilo nitna shigasul chapara. Where does the pasuk say you can't ransom the rotzeach? Rashi says we're talking here from misa b'dinei adam, rotzeach b'mezid. When he killed b'mezid, as Rashi learns, a derech aliyah, where there was no parallel kapara of galus, in such a case, were to be b'shogik. But a case of Hargo Derech Yirida, where there is a parallel counterpart case of Shogeg Kapara, then maybe such a Chiyuv Misa B'mezid of a Derech Yirida could have, just like it has a Shogeg option of Golos for Kapara, it could have an out through Mamon to be off the hook for Chiyuv Misa if it was a killing B'mezid Derech Wa Derech Yirida. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So from L'sikhu Chofer, I would only know not to take money in a case of a Ritzeach B'mezid who killed Derech Aliyah that doesn't have a parallel case of Kapar B'Shogeg, but Derech Yirida that does, maybe there could be a way to ransom him. So that's why you need Kamash Mu'an Kol Cheir. What does Rava ask? Amar Rava, how many Tan V'Cheskia Nafka? You don't need that. You give him Tan V'Cheskia. The Tan V'Cheskia, Maki Ad Maki Behema, Ma Maki Behema L'Chilakta B'Shogeg B'Mezid, Nitzkam Yitzkabein, Dein! Derech, be the Derech Aliyah, Lepotu Mamon, Chayv Mamon, Af Maki Adam Lotachok, Bo Mishol Amazin, and so on. No, so Chayv, what does Tosis mean? That you have a Tana that argues with Tana Becheskia. Seemingly, Tosis means that the fact that Shmuel needs to come on to what? These Tzukim of Kocherem and so on, and we worked it out, Derech Yivid, Derech Aliyah. Obviously, he's not working with Tana Becheskia. That's what he said, right? his drasha of Kol Cheirem was needed, even if I have a Sikhu Chofer, but I need both psukim, one for Derech Aliyah and one Derech Yerida. And the Tanna Chizkiya didn't make any distinctions. This again, it's a segue to the next tosis. And in other words, the last part of the Chizkiya has to do with when I would say that you can't ransom yourself through mamu, and that's the lo chilakta, that it won't matter how you killed, there will be no way to ransom. It's a whole different scenario than the previous two. And the three different sections, Tanna Chizkiya, each one is discussing a different topic, so to speak, within the larger topic. But Tosis means, no, so you see, he doesn't accept this hekesh. He doesn't accept it on this. He doesn't accept it. So you have a he would say, if you killed Dain Miskavin or Bishogeg, Yechayev. The same way he doesn't accept it on the Derech Yerida. So if you find somebody that's chalik on some part on the Chizkiya, then for Tosis, that's already a raya that he doesn't accept the hekesh. That's what Tosis means. Okay, there's more to this last thing. We'll have to get to it more carefully, but that's for our purposes. That's what you have in the Tosis. Another identification of a Tana that disagrees. Okay, so that would be the Gemara Sanhedrin, Hanicha. As far as our Gemara is concerned, you could still work, the Rashba is still working with his own teretz, that the Gemara's Kashya is based on Yochanan himself. Okay, let's see if we can finish the Tosis. V'tzorach lomar, now we have to go back to the Psukim. V'tzorach lomar, diletant ve'chizkiya, lo yia ason, hainu ason mamish. Right, not as opposed to what? What's the alternative? Dinasa. Because for Tanna Chizkiya, even if it's not a case where he's mamish being carried, okay, he's being taken to death. But the very fact that there was a death, which could have theoretically been a chiyuv misa, that's all that you need to pata from mamu. So lo yia ason, anoshi anish. But if there'll be an ason, even if there was not a dinason, it's lo yia anish. That's good. But what about the next pasuk? Ukra the im ason yia. What happens in the next pasuk? Im ason yia, which means, what does it sound like? It means if the woman died, then what? Benasata nefesh tachas nefesh, which means one of two things: either misa discovered that was el chayev, or mamon t'meinera. But Tanna Chizkiya holds none of the above. Mafka mid Rabbi, mafka mid Rabbana. So what does he do with the im ason yia? How does he read the im ason yia in the pasuk? That will have to mean ason yia din ason. It won't match up to the lo yia ason. Lo yia ason is ason manish. Ason yia means that there'll be a chi of misa for killing the woman. Why would that be? Why would there be a chi of misa for killing the woman? By niskavin lozeh v'har gezeh, there won't be a chi of misa. So what would be the case of ason yia? That what? That there'll be din ason. Kigon shen iskaven leisha, dimgon iskaven la patam imisa umimam natan vechizki. So that's one way to learn ason yia. Seemingly, you can ask it. Daniel asked me this morning, "Chayr, what's the chidush of the pasuk to tell me that?" Stam. So yeah. So what? So obviously, it's a ritzeach iskaven leisha. What's the Torah to tell me to state the obvious? Have to know. At least we touch the words. Inami, another possibility is lo koikra da asona isha elachavero. This is reminding us of who? But it's not the same. Reminding us of a Rashi, but it's not the same. Rashi was discussing it on the lo yia ason, haim yia ason lo yia anesh, that lo yia ason on the guy that he's fighting with. Now, that's for sure going on the woman. The im ason yia is going on chavero, shen iskavin lo. Velo ay rikra. Now, v'im ason yia, in a case where the person who's fighting, who he was iskavin for, died. Velo ay rikra shen iskavin lo aragizeh v'aragizeh. Okay, so again, v'nasad nefesh tachas nefesh. Why? Because he killed someone he intended to kill. Again, it's obvious. But it's interesting because Tosa says, well, the Gemara could have actually answered this to explain Rav Shimon. Uperkan is Rav and the Daik Rav Shimon, the part on his Kavan Aragizeh Varagizeh, He holds in Skamis Avarag Zeres Pater. Hechi Mefarish Krayi. How does he explain the Psukim? Says the Gemara. How does he explain the Psukim? Like Rebbe. Rebbe says, what does Nefesh Tachas Nefesh mean? It means Mammon. Rebbe Darshins. It says Vinasata. Here it says Kashayi. Vinasim Bifleem over there. That's Mammon. Here it's also Mammon. But the Gemara had another. How could have given a different answer to that Kasha? Remember the Gemara's Kasha? What's he going to do with the Pasuk? What do you mean? You're part of me, Sakis, and Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So, having much of the main mark, it appreciates. He could have said, you know why you chayav misa? Because nasan yia means if there's a din asam, niskabing the isha, or niskabing the chavera, and killed an asam bachavera. So the Gemara could have kept the meaning of nefesh tachas nefesh to mean misa, even according to Rav Shimon. It's just that it's not going in the case of niskabing the sabar gazet, it's going on niskabing to the person that he killed. So why did the Gemara say that? El aliba de Rav Elezer. The Amar, the Kroi, Niskabim Rezavar Gazeh, Dayek. The Gemara's Dik is within Rav Elezer, we're discussing Niskabim Rezavar Gazeh. So the Gemara has to say, oh, so Nefesh Tachas Nefesh would change its meaning to Mammon. And the Va'asan Yir goes on the woman. But Tana V'Cheskia doesn't have that luxury, because Tana V'Cheskia holds what? That he's Pater from Mammon and from Misa, and therefore for him, the only way to read Va'asan Yir is to say there was niskavim to the person who he targeted and he killed, be it the woman, be it the other guy. You guys did the next tosis yet? No. Okay, so what we have to do is we'll do the next tosis. Again, parallel the other tosis in Sanhedrin, maybe also Baba Kama. Look at the Ran in Sanhedrin. The Ramban here is a little bit, the first part of the Ran is sending into Ramban here, but then there's another answer from Rabbeinu David. And then if you can get a chance to take a peek at the Rambam, maybe also, and then we'll try to look at the Gemara Chulin also, and then the next part of the Gemara. So the Rambam is very difficult, you'll see when you get to the Rambam, but just one toast at a time, but okay, bye.